Right, well, it's very good to welcome back Carl Murray with some more of his Essex Tales. Now, last week, Carl, you weren't too sure what story you were going to be doing this week. Presumably you now know what you're going to be up to.
I know now, yes. It's a story from Leon C.
Right.
Called The Horse with No Ears.
Concrete, The Horse with No Ears. You've come up with some wonderful stuff, I'll give you
well,
that.
It may seem like a comic story, but yeah. It's far from it.
Right, okay, let's have the story.
By 1751, the grand house, Lee House, that overlooked the estuary, had fallen into disrepair. Rats and greenery had taken over the whole place. It seemed no one went there, but Nancy Smith, who at that time was barmaid at the Crooked Billet, which still stands this day, a very fine pub, first heard of the stranger at the house. She saw him go in. "I saw him go in," she said. "He had a key, although the door was so rotten that it fell apart as soon as he touched it. He's not a very handsome chap, though. He's red-faced and he has a squint, very squat man. And what a strange horse he has. It's a fine brown mare, a sturdy-looking beast, but it had no ears." At this, the whole bar burst into gales of laughter. "A horse with no ears? How much had you been drinking there, Nancy?" They all were laughing except Thomas Arkwright. He had seen a man ride through Hadley that very day. And although the man rode fast, he recognised the description that Nancy had given. Squat, not handsome, squint, red-faced. But although the description of the man matched, the horse, this horse, had ears. Well, as time passed, the gentleman at the house, a Mr. Craddock, got many workmen in to repair all the ruins. It seemed that money was no object. He asked for everything to be done of the very best. But he quibbled and argued with the workmen. Well, he did not make himself popular at all, and the men thought they were working for the devil himself. He was so bad-tempered. And when the work was completed, the men stood around and asked for their usual reward of jugs of beer. But Mr. Craddock told them if they wanted to drink, then they could lap at his duck pond. And that was how the house got its nickname, Lapwater Hall. Lapwater Hall. But if Mr. Craddock heard anyone refer to his fine house by that nickname, he became very angry indeed. He was known to burst into places where he had heard the words Lapwater Hall spoken, and beat people with his stick. There was also talk that Mr. Craddock would disappear for days on end, and people were at a loss to account for it, until there was one winter's night, and through Lee, many people heard the sound of a horse running, but it was the uneven pace of a horse that had been lamed. Nancy Smith's mother, who'd got a job up at the hall, well, she was there, just waiting for the master to come home. She'd been told he'd be coming home that night. And in the dead of night, there was a great rat-tat-tat, a great knocking upon the door. And when she opened it, in came Mr. Craddock himself. The door was flung open. Mr. Craddock was bleeding from one arm. And he shot the bolt to the door and he called out to her. He ran out the back. He said, "Do not let anyone in. Do not let anyone in." Well, he'd gone, and Nancy's mother stood there, bemused. But it wasn't long before there was a much harder hammering at the door, and a call, "Open, in the name of the king. We are looking for Cutler Lynch, the highwayman. Open this door now." And so, as it was the king's men outside, the old woman opened the door. And there they were, the guards, in their red uniforms. And they said, "Cutler Lynch, we have followed him this way." And they described the man. They described him as having a red face and a squint, of being squat built. "And his horse has no ears," said Nancy's mother. The leader of the guards looked askance at her. No ears? No. Cutler Lynch's horse has ears. And we have chased him. We chased him through Shenfield, where he was shot in the arm. And then through Ingrave, Laindon, Pitsy, Benfleet, and he came this way. We know that he is in the house. They searched the house, but there was no Cutler Lynch or Mr. Craddock. And they went out of the back door and they walked down towards the duck pond. And there they found the horse, lapping at the pond, just as Mr. Craddock had told his workmen to do. And there was a hat floating in the water. And near the hat was the dead body of Mr. Craddock, better known as Cutler Lynch, the highwayman. And then Nancy, who had run up from the crooked billet, found the strangest thing. She bent and she picked up a pair of horse's ears joined by a leather strap. And this was how he kept his identity secret. When he rode as Mr. Craddock, his horse had no ears, but as Cutler Lynch, with the strapped on horse's ears, the horse nor he would be recognised.
My word, well, there you are, a man who obviously knew how to hide his identity quite well. How long did he get away with that for?
I'm not sure. The story doesn't tell. It's just there that he came, he had the house rebuilt,
yes,
and led this double life as a highwayman. Of course, this was fairly common, and we'll see that in the next story.
Oh, right. So what have you got?
Leon C.
So what is the next story all about then?
It's called A Strange Funeral.
A Strange Funeral. Well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Carl.